I thought my innocence was gone. Now I know that happiness goes on. That's where you found me when you put your arms around me. I haven't been there for the longest time.
Jerry Bader Show 1007, Billy Joel. The reason Jason picked a Billy Joel song, it's in the news. A Long Island elementary school was doing a tribute concert to Billy Joel, and they invited him, and you know how that works. Well, 5 minutes into the Wednesday's program, he pulled up to DZ Elementary School in Glen Cove, New York, on his motorcycle, took a seat in the audience for the River of Dreams concert, featuring kindergartners, first graders, and second graders, according to reports on Twitter and in Newsday. Did he perform? I thought I understood it. Doesn't say. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But he showed up. Wow. Wow, that's very cool. No, that's if we did an Attaboy of the Week, that might be it. All right, let's get to this topic. As you know, Scott Walker suggested, announced, however you want to put it recently, as you probably know, that he's seriously considering using a flex program that's out there to finish the 34 credits he needs for graduation at Marquette University. Dropped out in 1990, never got his degree. It hasn't dogged him too badly thus far in politics, but people believe it will be a major issue if he does run for president. So the discussion that he might now go back and get it. Well, see, he's running for president. He knows he's got to get this millstone up from around his neck. And that's all this is about. He says it's to encourage people to go and get their degrees. Clearly, it would be a factor. He's not the only one that's come under criticism for this. There is a U.S. Senate race in Georgia where the Republican candidate is Karen Handel. She's fired back at her primary opponent. Now understand, this is a primary opponent. This is Republican versus Republican. It's not a Democrat. Ripping her because she doesn't have a college education. He commented, well, look, she's got a high school. Well, that's not exactly how she said it. Here's a 60-second ad where she responds. Karen Handel of Georgia responds to her primary opponent, David Perdue, in the Senate race in Georgia for criticizing her for a lack of college education. Listen to this ad.
According to millionaire David Perdue, the issues in Washington are too complex for the many Georgians who have been successful without a college degree.
I mean, there's a high school graduate in this race, okay? I'm sorry, but these issues are so much broader, so complex. There's only one candidate in this race that's ever lived outside the United States.
I'm Karen Handel. When I heard David's comments, I thought, bless his heart, he's been overseas too long and lost touch with our values. Hard work and making the most of life, that's what makes Georgians great. I left a troubled home at 17, finished high school, got a job, and attended some college. I worked my way up in the private sector and became Georgia's first elected Republican Secretary of State. I implemented photo ID and reduced the agency's budget by 20%. And I did all of this as a high school graduate. I'm Karen Handel, candidate for U.S. Senate. I approve this message because we need less elitism in Washington and more Georgia common sense. Paid for by Handel for Senate, Inc.
Brilliant ad. If I was going to criticize one little thing, she does a little class warfare there for a Republican with the millionaire. But okay, that, small potatoes. Great ad. Basically, what she does is say, oh, so millions of Georgians who have done very well in life, small businesses, others who succeeded without a college degree, you're ripping on them, and they are not sophisticated enough to understand the issues. The Sheboygan Press has an editorial today, which takes into question the same issue with Scott Walker. Allow me to read a little bit of it. When Walker in 1990 left Marquette University, 34 credits shy of a degree, he ran for the state assembly in November of that year, lost, but 3 years later won a special election. Walker has said he thought about finishing his degree after getting married, but after getting married in 93, having a son in 94, that was no longer an option. I went back and got my master's under those conditions. I'm just throwing it out there, Gov. I'm not criticizing you. Perfectly legitimate reason. He went on to serve 9 years in the Assembly, 8 years as Milwaukee County Exec before being elected governor in 2010. Walker's lack of a college degree has not stalled his meteoric rise in Wisconsin politics. He's done just fine without that framed diploma. That may not be the case if he aspires to higher office, however. His opponents in the cutthroat world of presidential politics would see to that. A degreeless presidential candidate would not shock the nation like shenanigans with a White House intern or Watergate hotel break-in, but the topic certainly would come up, particularly if Walker's presidential aspirations rise to a serious level. In Wisconsin, Walker's on-the-job experience has trumped the need for a higher education. In national politics, that may not be the case in the eyes of voters. Walker said he'd like to obtain his degree not as a springboard, but as an example, as I mentioned, to encourage others. The governor would be well served, whatever his motivation, to put in the time to finish the degree. It may not make the difference in the grand scheme of things, but then again, it just might. Here is my question to you, and I will answer it before you call. If Governor Walker is exploring a run for president, is this a necessity? Is this something that won't hold up to national scrutiny the way nobody really cared when he ran for governor in 2010? It was the left tried to make it something of an issue, but it went nowhere. Would it get traction on the federal level, i.e. president? If you're running for U.S. Senate, is it a disadvantage not to have a high college degree and just a high school degree? My answer is no. I don't believe he should finish this because he thinks it's something he needs to get off and around. He has proven himself. I have a master's degree. There are talk show hosts that are far more successful than I am who dropped out of college. I don't believe Rush Limbaugh has a degree. Sean Hannity doesn't have a degree. Mark Levin is a lawyer, graduated law school. There are varying degrees. A lot of successful talk show hosts have degrees. A lot don't. However, we're not leader of the free world. We talk. I know. That's really the end of the day what we do. We try to be compelling. We try to do things that will keep you listening, regardless of our educational background. Do I think a higher degree has helped me in what I do? Yes, it helped my analytical thinking. It helped me learn how to search for things before there was an internet, per se, and so on. I think it's great if he wants to go back and get his degree. I think Handel's ad in Georgia was very effective. When I hire people, I look at what they can do, not what they have learned. Is Scott Walker going to be a better candidate if he goes back and finishes those 34 credits? No, he'll be the same guy that has done a fabulous job in the state of Wisconsin. However, if he wants to do it for him, then God love him. I think educational level in this regard is practically irrelevant. Well, what if he didn't have a high school diploma? Like, he wouldn't, that would have raised questions, and he probably never would have been elected governor. But I think it is all about elitism. How many people, it's only brought up because he's the last one not to have a degree. How many people even worry that Harry Truman didn't have a degree? Do you think that came up at all? He was chosen as vice president by FDR. Do you think it came up at all that he didn't have a college degree? Now, granted, you need to be well-versed in the Constitution. My dad was very, very knowledgeable on a lot of subjects. Didn't have a college degree, but he was very well-read, kept himself informed. He was particularly strong in math and physics. Never really got a chance to apply it, but he was much stronger than I. I find it interesting that in the Georgia case, a fellow Republican is playing this elitist card. I think if you illustrate that you have the skill set to do the job, I don't care about your educational background. So do you think it makes a difference? And if he's running for president, do you need things to go and do this? My answer is I don't. And I think he could play the same card that she did in Georgia at the presidential level. But if he, for whatever reason, personal to him, wants to finish his college degree, I applaud him for it. And I'm not going to say it's a cheap political ploy. I don't think he needs to do it. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. What do you think? To Cole in Stevens Point. Cole, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hi, Jerry. I just have a great, great point to make on this topic you're on.
Yes?
I don't know if you remember a couple of years ago, well, it's probably been more than a couple now, but on the show The Apprentice. And this is one of the last seasons that they actually had normal, everyday people on it. But they basically had the challenge of the college degree people against the people that didn't have college degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And the people without college degrees swept it. I mean, all the people that had degrees were gone. Man, it was four or five episodes before the season finale ran. And they just showed that a lot of common sense and practical experience sometimes outweighs that college degree. And even with businesses lately, a lot of large employers here in Wisconsin, and through the business that I'm in, we see this quite a bit too, that people with college degrees, they come out of college and they still need OTJ, they still need on-the-job training.
Yep.
And employers are ending up spending more money on people with college degrees because they have to pay them a good salary because they have the degree, instead of somebody right out of high school that's willing to work up through the ranks and can learn the same knowledge that they can on the job.
To play that card, Cole, when someone has a proven track record, I think is elitism. To suggest that somehow that makes them inferior, if he goes back and gets those 34 credits, thanks a lot for the call, what's it going to change? How is he going to be a better governor? How is he going to be a more qualified candidate for president? The answer is, I don't think that he is. But yes, the liberal elitists will use it mercilessly, and perhaps he is seriously considering a run for president, as most people think that he is. Now, what if you're talking about a doctor or a lawyer? Well, those are specific skills, and there's a licensing requirement. But he has shown what he has done with political on-the-job training. Do you think, if he wants to run for president, that it's necessary for him to go back and get the degree? I actually do not. If you have any thoughts, 406-1360, 888-455-1360, it's 1019.
The Jerry Bader Show.